May be seated. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. You got to listen very prayerfully this morning. Romans chapter 9. After the 8th chapter of Romans, the 8th chapter of Romans is a life chapter. It tells about the spirit of life in the 8th chapter of Romans. All right? You want to be? I receive some. Wrong hand. Give me the right. I got the wrong hand. I receive. Jesus. In Romans chapter 8 tells about all things work together for good for them that love God. It tells us that nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that love us. We have many led by the Spirit of God. And then in the 9th chapter, this first verse is a very pivoted verse that is a verse that have cleared up adverse things that we don't understand. Romans 9:1, it says, I say the truth in Christ. See it?
Yes, sir.
I lie not, my conscience. Now, I want you to underline that word, conscience. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. I looked the Greek up, the consciousness of anything, the soul, at distinguishing between what is morally good and bad, prompting to do the former and shunning the latter, commending one and condemning the other. What have happened in the body of Christ, the value of the soul have not been understood, and we have to understand it now. Even in, if you go to Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation. If they can, I don't know if they have it in the back, but I want you to see some things before I give you the subject. Remember that your soul, your heart, and your inner man, they're all one. Remember that. And the value of the soul, the training of the soul, the development of the soul is so important that Satan pulled a trick on the church, that he tried to say that the soul is not valuable. Just concentrate on your spirit. But your spirit cannot function unless your soul is in place. Amen. Then your body won't be able to function. So listen very carefully. Verse 14. So I kneel humbly. Paul prayed this prayer because there have to be revelation, understanding in the spirit for the catch revelation. All right? So Paul said, I'm in the Passion Translation. You just turn to me, whatever translation you have. Verse 14. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Now this 15th verse is very impactful. It's 15th verse in the Passion Bible. The perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. Then the 16th verse unfolds some things. And I want to tell you this prayer is about your soul. Not about your spirit, it's about your soul. Right? And I pray that he would unveil, get that word, within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. Unlimited riches, unlimited glory, unlimited favor. And I pray that he would unveil within you, now you're talking about your soul. The unlimited riches of his glory and favor. Look what it says next. Until supernatural strength floods your innermost, now the innermost right there, he's talking about your soul.
Yes, sir.
Your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Do you know what a resting place of your love is in you? In your soul. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul. You come to that great version, the King James Version, that we have not validated as it should be, that 20th version, the King James Version, 320. Yes, sir. Now, you mean to tell me this is a soul voice?
Come on.
What? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask to think according to the power that worketh in me. The power that worketh in me is talking about soul power.
Yes, sir.
My heart. See, soul and heart is interchangeable in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
So how much power do you have in your heart? How much understanding do you have in your heart? I mean, it's so powerful. So powerful. Here we go. Yielding to the Holy Spirit to unveil the power of my soul. Yielding to the Holy Spirit to unveil. I didn't say reveal, I say unveil. In other words, it is something that has been covered up that the Lord is about to unveil to us. Yielding to the Holy Spirit to unveil. UNVEIL. The power of my soul. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Now another aspect I want you to have as a note. And it's going to sound foreign, but I want you to catch a hold of it. I'm going to explain it enough so you can catch a hold of it. Let me preface it before I say it. The combination work, the Holy Spirit, your soul, and your senses, and your situation.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit, contact your spirit. Your spirit contact your soul. Your soul contact your senses. And then you go into your situation. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? Because we can't be all spirits and just shut everything else off. Because we got this life down here we've got to deal with. We're in the spirit, but yet we're living in the body. Are we in the spirit, yet we got to live in this situation? Do you understand what I'm saying? And how to deal with it, because we pray and then turn it loose. But we got to keep functioning. When we pray, we got to keep functioning all the way through. You'll get it next week. All right. Now, I'm about to show you something now. Did I tell you to turn? Did I tell you to turn anywhere? I didn't tell you to turn nowhere? Now, when you talk about yielding to the Holy Spirit to unveil the power of my soul, listen to what I'm about to say. This is a divine lineup that only you can make happen on a daily basis. That you make sure you got the Holy Spirit, your spirit,
yes, sir,
your soul,
yes, sir,
and your body,
you,
line up,
you,
for the, any manifestation you need,
you,
from God. What happened, Satan been using your soul, your heart, and your inner man to block you. You're praying in the spirit, but you're not yielding to the thoughts that the Holy Ghost has given you out of the word. This is a divine lineup. What I say is a divine lineup, right?
Yes, sir.
that only you can make happen on a daily basis. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Your spirit has a divine right to keep your soul and body in communion with the Holy Ghost on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
Anybody heard that?
Yes, sir.
I feel anointing coming. I don't want to get off. I feel like shouting right now. But, huh? Listen. Here's a divine alignment that we need to know. The Father wants us to know it.
Yes, sir.
Let me read it to you again. I'm going to read the whole thing. This is a divine lineup that only you can make happen on what?
Daily
basis, right? All right. Your spirit. Now, we're not talking about the Holy Spirit. Your spirit has a divine right to keep your soul and body in communion with the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. Because your spirit, 2 Peter 1, you got a divine nature on the inside of you. You have a divine spirit on the inside of you. So your spirit never gets out of order.
Never.
Your spirit never think fear.
No.
Worry.
Yeah.
Your spirit never accept no defeat. Because you got... So why do defeat come in our life or come in our mind? It's because our soul need to be renewed. Our soul need to connect to our spirit, which is connected to the Holy Ghost, which is connected to Jesus, which is connected to God, which is connected to heaven. All your problems just got solved. All you got to think about now, Apostle said, make the right connection.
Yeah.
And no matter what's going on, what's coming against you, all I have to do is know how to make the right connection fully.
Yeah.
Talk to me now.
Yeah.
Fully. Not partially, not just praying, not just reading the scriptures, but then let them roll on to different parts of me. Everything you're dealing with just got solved. You're a powerful being. Satan does not want you to know your full anointing. All worry, all failure, all fear come through an untrained soul. I said, in the Christian life, all fear, all worry, all failure, all doubt comes through the soul. All darkness, all sickness, all disease, all lack, all early death come through the soul. He said, I'll give you a long, satisfied life. That's what the word said. So what the Lord is doing in this church, he's setting it up to take everything back. All you got to do is listen, listen and apply your faith. You can't fail with this. You can't fail. Listen, you can't fail yielding to the Holy Spirit to unveil the power of soul. The power of the soul is what Satan's been hiding. Let me go a little further. Your spirit has a divine right to keep your soul and body in communion with the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. You imagine if my soul and my body is in communion with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. You imagine what happened? That's Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 there, you see. Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. If you don't know that, you need to know it. You need to know it. I'm not going to even say it. You need to know it. Romans 12, 1, 2, you need to know how to do it. Romans 12, 1, write it down because some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You need to do that on a daily basis. Present that body, present that soul, and present your spirit back to God on a daily basis. By faith. I don't need to see nothing. I know something. I know somebody can handle every situation. I know somebody nothing is impossible to. If I just know how to call on his name. Oh, my goodness. I know somebody. Anybody in here know him?
Yes.
He never failed. But I got to connect to him properly. I got to make contact properly. I can't leave one part of me out. Now, don't leave me now, but I'm about to tell you something. Because of this connection, you're about to rise in blessing as a blesser of the goodness of God through Christ, the anointed one. You about to, everybody under the sound of my voice, you about to arise in blessing. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to ask yourself, where have I been? Because you're going to know how to make that full connection. You understand what I'm saying? So some of y'all pray in the spirit hours. I know that you're praying in the spirit. You're ready and you study your scriptures. But now the Lord is showing us what Satan been using the whole, let me show you what, the whole back Ephesians 3:20. Oh, me Ephesians 3:20. It's a soul voice.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, that according to the power that works in us is a soul that loves the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength and your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's letting love get in your soul. Love get in your soul and put, listen to me, and put the nature of God in your soul. No, your soul not born again, but it can be you.
Yes.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Today, the Holy Spirit want to show you how to keep your Trinity connected to the Trinity. How to keep your threefold being connected to his threefold being. No, he's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They want. What the Holy Spirit want to do is make your spirit, your soul, and your body one. Y'all, they won't let me preach up in here. What are you teaching you? See, once you understand the power of your soul now can let your spirit connect to it, and then your soul take the information to your body. You're not sick. You're not broke. You're not going to die early. What the enemy do not want to happen, he don't want you to know that your Trinity can be connected to his Trinity. That you are threefold being. And that, well, what 1 Thessalonians 5:23 say? It's telling me all of them can be sanctified. It's telling me that my spirit is sanctified. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Don't be arguing with me. Look at it. Don't come up with your deep revelation. Look, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He said that you'd be sanctified holy. The enemy have not permitted the body of Christ to be sanctified holy. Just keep us in the spirit. Keep praying. But the spirit trying to get something in your soul. And your soul trying to get something in your body. Satan wanted to say, God, you can have part of me. God want all of me. Not when I get to heaven. He want all of it now. My body is his tabernacle. My body is where he moves through this world system in my body. So if he said, sanctify my spirit, my soul and my body in that voice, that means my soul can be sanctified. What? My soul can be set apart for the supernatural. For the spirit to flow through. How many see it? Your problem has been your soul. But today we're going to settle that, right? So you got 1 Thessalonians 5:23, you got Romans 12:1-3, telling you all can be done. Be not conformed, Romans 12:2, be you transformed. That's supernatural, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, stay with me. Mm-hmm. Your soul wounds must be dealt with. You must stop the enemy from putting holes in your soul. We'll deal with it. I'm going to give you some scriptures in a few minutes. The enemy is trying to assassinate your soul every day. These teachings will lead you into a spiritual trial you have never seen before. Stay with me now. I'm going to start giving you the principles, because I believe preaching should give you something to work with. I don't believe it should be told a story. Now, I got a question he told me to ask you. Are you ready to shut down all failures and all impossibilities in your life? Shut down. Listen to me, children. Look up here. Shut down all failures. That's how I like the God who I serve. I mean, who you can get up here and represent like this? Shut down all failures and all impossibilities in your life today. What did he say? All failures and all impossibilities will be shut down in your life today. Now, if you don't take it, it's something else. The food can be put on the table, but you got to eat it. I can't eat the word for you, but I can put it on the table. Today, God will shut down all failures and all impossibilities in your life forever. Everything about to change in your life. Everything that told you no, going to have to say yes. Because you're going to know how to do it. Everything you're dealing with right now. Everything you're dealing with right now. We don't have to wait till next month. Now unto him. Now faith is. Every failure. Listen to me online. Every impossibility in your life is shut down today by the power of the Holy Ghost moving through the total man. Say, I yield. Sit down, because I got a lot of things to say to you. These teachings will lead you in spiritual triumph you've never seen before. Are you ready to shut down all fears and all impossibilities? Having power in your spirit, having power. See, having power. I want you to see this now, because it's a contrast. Having power in your spirit, but weak in the soul. So what I'm doing now, having power in your spirit, power in your soul, power in your body, power in your mouth, power in your hand. This must be changed by the power of the Holy Ghost flowing through your spirit to your soul. Revealing, listen, the power and prosperity of the soul. Now go to 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things your prosper and be in health, even as your spirit prosper. Even as your body prosper. So it must be possible to have a prospering soul.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
look at Psalm 139, verse 14. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous at work, but I'm stupid in the soul. I'm kind of dumb in the soul. No, what did he say? What did he say? Y'all better turn and look. My soul knows what? Suppose my soul don't know right well. Suppose I don't know how to operate in my soul. That's what Satan don't want us to have, but that's what she did. I tell you right now, you're in the apostolic territory. Well, give me that definition of what the apostle for, but structure. Structuring heaven to his government.
So that the portals of the supernatural.
So that the portals of the supernatural. Y'all want to get this?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me say it again, the first part.
Heaven to earth.
Instructing.
Yeah.
Say it.
Heaven to earth government.
Structuring.
Structures.
Structure.
Heaven to earth government.
Heaven to his government.
So that the portals of the supernatural.
So that the portals of the supernatural.
Can be open.
Can be open.
So that all can enter in.
What?
So all can enter in.
So what?
Yeah.
What? Go get them. Get them back there and let them put that on the board. They need to write that down. Because the three words is pioneering, pathfinding, and pace setting. This now, whether you know it or not, you're in a new territory this morning. You see, you're in the apostolic territory because you're about to bring your spirit, your soul, and your body together, and they're all going to function divinely. Yeah, even though my body not born again, but I'm going to send some born again power in it. Even though my body not divine, but I'm going to send some divine power in it. Even though my body not supernatural, but I'm going to send some supernatural power. I'm learning how to send supernatural power in my soul and my body and in all my life situation. Talk to me. In all my life situation, everything I'm dealing with, I'm going to put the supernatural in it. I'm going to come up the Holy Spirit, my soul, my body, and out in my life. We'll put that on the board for you in a few minutes. Now here, let's go now. Let me give you some points right quick. Here's the secret. Here's the secret of the whole thing. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Here's a secret. Here's a threefold combination you've got to have to work with. 2 Corinthians. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, every now and then y'all say amen or hallelujah or something. You know, yeah. Glory, praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it'll stir the anointing up if you answer me. Yeah, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. I don't want no fake answers. You know, somebody just said, hey, you don't know what I said. Shut up. Second Corinthians. This is so powerful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, write that down. An apostle's structure, heaven to earth government, so that the portals of the supernatural can be open and all can enter in. How many want to go in? Look at this verse, 2 Corinthians 13, 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Now look at that threefold combination. Grace, love, and power. There's grace, love, and power there. You function in tomorrow. I want you to function in grace, love, and power. No matter where you go or who you're dealing with, I want you to function in grace, love, and power. And that all come with you knowing how to commune properly with the Holy Ghost and shift it over into your spirit. Shift it over into your soul, shift it over into your body, and shift it over into the situation you're dealing with.
Yes, sir. Good.
Turn that situation into a supernatural situation. Well, whatever you say is what's going to happen in that situation, because the love of God is flowing through you. All right? Hallelujah. Do you have that now? You have. Yeah, the secret. Do you have the secret?
Yes.
The secret that I got to operate in grace,
love,
and power.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Over here. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
Yes.
Take it down now. If you don't have it, take it down, because I want to watch that all day. All right, the next thing is living in the comfort of the Holy Ghost every day of your life.
Yes, sir.
Living in the comfort of the Holy Ghost every day of your life in your Trinity.
Yes, sir.
Oh, in your Trinity, in your spirit, soul, body, conscience, mind, imagination, emotion.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hallelujah.
Don't let no thought take you out there. Don't let no thought take your day. Don't let no thought come up and take you this afternoon from you. Some crazy thought. Shut it down. I might not be there yet, but I'm on my way. You heard that? John 14, John Gospel. Chapter 14, verse 15. Living under the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Every day of your life.
Every day.
Your soul untrained have been disturbing your comfort.
Yes, sir.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Go to the next verse. I will pray the Father and he shall give you another what? That he may what? Go to the next verse. Now you got we're on turf here. It's territory here now. Even the spirit of who?
Truth.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Yes,
so why should I be on the same level with the world? Why should I be worried about the little punk disease that's in there out now? What are you coming out? What you call it? What?
Monkeypox.
That's from homosexuals. That's from people having ungodly sex. You will get all scared about it. Just don't touch them. They're going to try to scare you with that. Don't let them scare you with it. I just applied the blood on you, and you know how to apply the blood on yourself. When you get home today, lay your hand on a knob or something and say, I'm applying. When you get to your front door, I'm applying the blood on this house. All my children, all my grandchildren. I'm applying the blood. When any doubt come or any report comes, say, blood, 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 blood. I'm already bought. I'm already paid for. They're going to try to scare you, but I'm going to say, I want you to take the 91st Psalm and the 37th Psalm. Those two Psalms. Sit down. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. For he did what is with you and shall be in you. Now he in us now. Go to the next verse. What are you in there for now? Go to, you're going to the wrong verse, I believe. I want to go to the, that's the next one. Okay. Let's go to another point. Receiving the call of Jesus of how to follow the Holy Ghost and why to follow the Holy Ghost with your total man.
Yeah.
John 16 now. This is what I want. Verse 13. John 16, verse 13.
Yes. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Habib, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that should he speak. That he will show you things to come. Look at the next verse. Woo. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now you've seen it not only in your spirit. You've seen it in your soul. I won't go as far as say you see it in your senses.
Come on.
See, it's a flow. It's actually you receive it in your spirit, but it's flowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You receive it in your spirit. Your spirit is, the born again part of you, but it's flowing.
Yes, right. Come on now.
To protect you while you're down here.
Yes. Yes.
So it's flowing in your soul.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, be spiritually minded.
Yes.
Be spiritually conscious.
Yes.
Feel the spirit.
Yes.
I wouldn't serve a God I couldn't feel sometimes. Y'all all want to get all deep. No, sometimes you need to feel something. In the old school, we sang and prayed till we felt something. Somebody touching me. Somebody telling me I got it. I got it made. Somebody telling me I got power to tread on serpent and scorpion and the power the enemy can't do me no harm. Somebody told me all power is in my hand. Somebody tell me no matter how it look like, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I'll anoint your head with oil and I'll run your cup over. No matter what the economy say in the world, your cup gonna keep running over if you know how to walk with me. Oh man, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. I heard him say to tell you, you don't have nothing to worry about. Your worries are a lie from the devil. It's already done. It's wounded for my transgression. It's already done. Bruised for my iniquity. Chastised for my peace is upon him. And with his stripes I'm healed. I heard him say, I'm the way, the truth and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. I got it made. I know the way.
I know
the truth. Somebody talk to me. And
I know the life.
I'm not by myself. I got a God can handle any situation. I got a Jesus can make a way out of no way. I got a Holy Spirit can anoint me in the midnight hour when nobody else can help me. The Holy Spirit is there to help me. I'm never by myself. Have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man the thing that God got prepared for me. But the Holy Spirit reveals to me every day. I don't want to have eternal life. I have abundant life. I have somebody watching over me when I'm sleeping in the midnight hour, breathing without thinking. I got somebody causing me to breathe. While I sleep, somebody woke me up this morning. I couldn't wake myself up. Somebody else woke me up. I got somebody to praise. Sit down and write these notes. I'm going to close in about 20 minutes. Now I want you to get this. I want you to get this one. Write it down. What a revelation when your total man is trained not to quench grieve or resist the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you three scriptures with that. What a revelation when your total man is trained, your total man is trained not to quench, grieve, or resist the Holy Spirit. Your spirit cannot grieve the Holy Spirit. Your spirit cannot quench the Holy Spirit. Because your spirit always stays on the same page with the Holy Ghost. Because that's your divine nature. So if I'm going to quench the Holy Spirit, it's going to have to come through my soul. First Thessalonians 5:19, quickly. Grieving the Holy Spirit is doing something He don't want you to do. Or God don't want you to do. That's how you grieve Him. Quench Him is not doing what He told you to do. Quench not the Spirit. So now you know how to control your soul, so you're not going to quench the Holy Spirit anymore. You're not going to ever believe that you don't have enough power to do what that word told you to do. Talk to me here. When God wakes you up and tell you something, you know you can do it. Here's an example I was supposed to use. Here's an example of how your soul is out of order. I didn't tell you this example. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, I was praying, and the spot I was praying in got a little cool, so I went to get a robe to put on. A robe that I've been having, but I never wore it with the pajamas. I think it's polo or something they bought for me. But I thought about it, it's just like, and it's the same color. So I've been wearing the robe with another set of pajamas, but I didn't know I had a set to go with the same color. That's been happening with your spirit and your soul. So, because when I put it on this morning, it all looked the same. It was, oh, I said, man, it's nice, yeah. So that's the way your life's going to become. Oh, talk to me up in here. You've been wearing it with the wrong comment. You got to, when you put it all on, you're like, what? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. When you put it all on, you're going to see how beautiful life is. And I've probably been having it for years. My wife and my family probably bought it for me, but I've been wearing it with something else. So God gave that to me as an illustration for you this morning. Once you get all the garments together. Life gonna look better. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Wearing the right robe with the right pajamas. Yeah. Spirit, soul, and body. Yeah. Your soul been off out here by itself, yeah. But you got to wear all of them. The next thing you have to deal with, watch what you're gonna do. Watch how much power you're gonna have. Because you're going to tell the soul, shut up, line up with my spirit. I'll tell you one. You listen. Your soul will control your body. Oh, y'all don't want to hear that? Yeah, your soul. Yeah, your soul in its ignorance and in its absence of the anointing. Control your body. Yes. But when you got them all on, yes, sir. They are designed to work together. Yes. But God can't do it for you. No. The Holy Ghost can't do it for you. You got to know how to yield, yes, and keep them together. Yes. Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Yes. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Very simple. And to who ever worried about when I'm going to close, just sit down. I'm going to close when I finish. Sit down. I got a few more minutes. Let me give you a scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. You got that? Yes. Ephesians 4:30. By not grieving him. Right? Yes. And then Acts 7:51. Don't resist him. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen to the statement now, because these statements come from divine inspiration. All right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to give you scriptures. But you're going to cut up a while before I give you the scripture. What I'm about to tell you. And I'm telling you from God. I'm saying this. He told me to tell you this. Everything you've been robbed of is about to be replaced. Everything. Do you hear me? Everything you've been robbed of, because of the revelation you walking in, going to be replaced. Who heard me? Now let me get your scripture to back it up. John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly, right? Huh? Everything the enemy have stolen for you, he going to be replaced now, because you're going to walk in a different revelation. And then the other scripture is, now you can shout, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works in me. Now I got the power working, see? I got my spirit, my soul, and my body lined up with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So now I can live in that voice.
Yes.
Now your faith rewards, listening, are ready to flow properly. Let me give you a little secret right quick. Turn to Hebrews 11:6. Let me give you a little secret. Let me give you a secret to work with. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he what?
He is.
And that he's a rewarder, right?
Yes, sir.
Of them that diligently seek him. So he is, and he is a rewarder.
Right.
But you got to seek him.
That's right.
Don't seek the reward.
Yes,
seek him.
Yes,
that's the secret of my whole life.
Yes,
I just seek him. When I got saved, I just seek, all I do is seek him. I don't have to ask for nothing else. Just seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to God. He that come to God must believe that he is.
Yes.
And he heals. That he healed. And he healed. So you seek the illness. All right? Here's another scripture now. Your first 15 minutes of prayer, that's what you should be doing. Hebrews 11:6, seeking him. All right, Matthew 6:33 now. Now you spend some time seeking him now. Now you seek the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things to be added. Before you go to asking for all the other stuff, just seek him. Lord, I want you to be with me today. When you get through that, you don't have to ask for nothing. Keeping your soul in the light of the word, and remembering you are the light of the world. Psalm 119:105. Quickly, Psalm 119:105. What is thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path? Then Matthew 5:14-16. I got a few more points I got to give you before I let you go. Keeping your soul in the light of the word. Your soul.
Yes, sir.
Your mind. Your conscience. And sometimes we get so emotional about everything. Oh, what am I going to do? Shut up. Now, these are some things you have to take out of your life. Anger, worry, fear. Here come the bigger one, gossip. Yeah, the biggie. This one almost jumping on his bed, gossip. Anger, worry, fear, gossip, and wrong thinking must be dealt with in your soul. And it must be repaid with the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Is that good what you're talking about? Is that acceptable? Is that the perfect will of God for you to cut that point down like that? And Satan used that to come bring the sickness in your body. See, every time you gossip, you're setting a pathway for Satan.
Come on, sir. Yeah. Come on, sir.
And all of us like to gossip.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to build yourself up by another person's weakness. Who is quiet up in here now? Somebody saying a benediction. Somebody saying it now. By the grace of God, we've been here. Ooh, you hit my hot spot, gossip. And some of y'all got the nerve to look at me innocent. I'm like, what? You a human being, I know. But the Lord helping us, isn't it? Anger, worry, fear, and gossip. Wrong thinking. Ooh, turn to Romans 12:3. I want you to hear this. I got 7 minutes. Your soul can stop your measure of faith from maturing. Your soul, some of y'all still at the same measure because your soul kept your faith from maturing. I say to the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not think himself more highly than the other thing, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. But your soul, by not knowing how to deal with your soul, you still standing up in the measure. Now, actually, the Holy Ghost told me that measure is immeasurable. But you just got to develop in it. You see, God gives you a full load of faith. You just got, but the soul blocking it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I got 2 more and you got it. Lord, give me a song, but I'm not going to try to sing it. But I'm going to give it to you. Releasing divine peace in your soul at all times. Releasing, say that. Releasing divine peace in my soul at all times. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. Quickly. No matter what come up, be careful for nothing, but in everything by what? And supplication? With what? Let your request be made known to God. Look what happened. Now look at 7, boy. Look what happened after that. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your soul, heart, inner man, and minds through Christ Jesus. You see it? Releasing divine peace in your soul at all times. Your soul need to be ministered to at all times. Because it'll go thinking crazy. It'll go thinking worldly level. You got to get back in heaven. On the inside of you. Not up to heaven. You don't have to die to go to heaven, you know. Y'all know that, right? No, heaven right on the inside of you. Go to heaven every day. then the question was asked, what happens when my soul have the right mindset? Back to Philippians again, 4:6. When my soul has the right mindset. Now, this is a song he gave me. Jesus is the captain of my soul. He dealt with me and made me whole.
Amen. That's good.
Jesus is the Lord of my soul. He leads me and make me bold.
Amen.
Jesus is the king of my soul, keeping my soul under kingdom control. Jesus is my friend, and he unfolds my soul. My soul, my soul, my soul. I want Jesus to keep my soul under his control. My soul, my soul will never grow old. I started out, Jesus is the captain of my soul. I told Montreal, I told Darnell, I think, one of y'all told about this. You, huh? Yeah, y'all need to sing this song sometime. I'm not going to try to. Let me read it to you one more time, right fast, and then we'll close. I see some of y'all trying to write it. Jesus is the captain of my soul. He dealt with me and made me whole. That's what I'm aiming to do this morning for the Lord. With you, making you whole. You leave here. We're going to do some more teaching on it, but you leave here better off than you came. Jesus is the Lord of my soul. He lead me and make me bold. Jesus is the king of my soul, keeping my soul under kingdom control. Jesus is my friend, and he unfolds my soul. My soul, my soul, my soul. I want Jesus to keep my soul under his control. My soul will never grow old. Lift your hand and praise God. Now, you need to listen to this tape over and over again, my friend. Those online, you think you heard everything I said, and I got the preaching in the center there just to inspire you some. But I want you to listen at the content of every statement that was made, because we're training you to be a remnant of the body of Christ, not in fear, not worry, knowing that your God is in full control. How many of y'all know your God is in full control? Well, you cannot know your God in full control unless you heard this message. See, because if your soul is out of control, and daily invitations are given to your soul, given to your mind, given to your conscience, given to your mind, every day, you got to bring it back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Romans 12, 1-3, bring your body back,
yes, sir.
Bring your soul back, your mind,
yes, sir.
And bring your faith back on the line.
Yes, sir.
Romans 12, 1, bring your body back. Romans 12, 2, bring your soul back tomorrow. Huh?
Yes.
And then put your faith on the line. What you saying, Pastor? Your faith cannot be fully on the line if you can't control your soul and your body.
Amen.
Satan don't want you to know that. Satan lets you operate, think you're operating all the faith you want. But if he got that soul, if he got that soul, he got the body.
Yeah.
All sickness came through our soul first. Pain hit. Mind said, you got so and so. Satan said, that's right. What you got? Learn these words. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus. That's what you need to say. That's the first thing you need to say. No, you don't. Your husband go to acting crazy, go in the restroom. No, you don't. That's right. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to have some peace in you today. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus.